The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Whoops. Sorry about this. Okay. Get all my gizmos in order here. Or the gizmos, they're not mine necessarily, but So warm welcome. Wherever you might be, warm welcome. And if you're here on the western coast of the United States, just, I don't know what to say, honestly. I wish I did, about the fires and the smoke and the quality of the air. I spoke to somebody earlier today in Idaho saying that even in Idaho they had poor air quality. So may we hold ourselves, all our neighbors, everybody, some warm-heartedness and some wish that they stay healthy and stay safe, and that we take care of each other as best we can. And for all of us, even those of us who aren't in the Western United States, you know, there's tornadoes and hurricanes. And those of you in Australia, maybe there's some unusual or challenging weather there. Wherever you might be, whatever you might be experiencing, please take good care of yourself and take care of others as best you can in a way that's appropriate and honors each other as well as honoring yourself. So to begin our guided meditation, just settling into the seat that we're taking, settling into our meditation posture. And feeling connected, feeling grounded, feeling being present, being here. What does it feel like to kind of bring the awareness, bring the attention here, kind of get it collected or settled in some kind of way? Allowing the body to be a place in where the mind might land and rest, but in a relaxed way, not that we have to grab on to the body or cling to it really tightly, but more just as the body is a place to land. Softly, gently. And then can we bring some curiosity? What is the body like right now? In a warm-hearted way, in a way that is open-hearted as well. What's happening right now? A way of questioning that doesn't have to figure it out, but a way of questioning that is open to what's happening. A way of questioning that maybe has a little sense of playfulness to it. Oh, what is this? What does it feel like to be sitting here? Might be feeling the pressure of the chair or cushion against the body. Might be feeling the legs or the feet on a chair or cushion, or maybe you're standing, maybe you're lying down, but what is it like to be in this body at this moment? Maybe I should say, what is the experience of the body? Could do a general body scan. Start with the face and head. How do they feel? What about the torso? This big area. Can we bring this sense of curiosity to the torso? Not that we have to find anything. It's more that we are just resting our awareness in that area. And maybe it's a slow roving of that area. Or maybe it's an expansive awareness that encompasses the whole torso. And the arms and the hands. What do they feel like? And what about the legs and feet? And the experience of breathing. What is that like? Is it more predominant in the chest or in the belly? Or perhaps you rest your awareness on the nose, feeling the air going in and out. If you find yourself lost in thought, you might have some curiosity about that. What does the experience of thinking feel like? In meditation, we're not so concerned about the content of the thoughts, but the experience of thinking. Images or the sounds associated with thoughts. Or you can just become aware of the sensations of breathing and let the thoughts move into the background, drift into the background. without investigating, being curious about them. In the same way, we can have some curiosity, some inquiry with sensations in the body that might be compelling. If they're not compelling, we can just stay with the breath. But if there are bodily sensations that are calling for attention, do a little investigation. Is it more like a pressure, a throbbing, a stabbing, heat, cold? What is this experience? In a way that doesn't have to pounce on an answer or figure it out, but in a way that has a certain amount of freedom, the freedom to ask, what is this? As opposed to being completely caught up. So may our practice together help create the conditions in which we can take good care of ourselves and take care of others in a way that's filled with honor and respect and warm-heartedness. May our practice, our meditation practice, our larger spiritual practice, may it support us, nurture us, nourish us, may it guide us, so that we might nourish and nurture and maybe guide others in a way that can be a support and benefit for those we come into contact with directly and indirectly.